ASSINIBOIA, Highways Minister Lurie Carr announced $530,000 in provincial short-line rail investments that will keep this key transportation infrastructure moving. Under the Government of Saskatchewan's Short-Line Railway Improvement Program, SRIP, funding will assist with track upgrades and expansion, improved crossing surfaces and sightlines, bridge maintenance, track rehabilitations and other projects. SRIP allocations for 2024-25 and their operating locations are Big Sky Rail, Delisle, Eston, Elrose Region, $87,035. Carlton Trail Railway, Saskatoon to Prince Albert Area, $37,515. Great Sandhills Railway, Swift Current to Leader Area, $43,089. Great Western Railway, Assiniboia, Shaunavon, Coronach Area, $129,909. Last Mountain Railway, Regina to Davidson, $29,155. Long Creek Railroad, west of Estevan, $25,000. Northern Lights Rail, west of Melfort, $25,000. Redcoat Road and Rail, Ogama Area, $25,000. Southern Rails Cooperative, south of Moose Jaw, $25,000. Stewart Southern Railway, southwest of Regina to Stoughton, $28,297. Thunder Rail, Arborfield Area, $25,000. Torch River Rail, Nipawin to Choiceland Area, $25,000. Wheatland Rail, Cudworth, Wickaw Area, $25,000. Provincial grants provide up to 50% of eligible project costs and are determined based on how much track each short line owns. Networks with less than 80 kilometers of track receive at least $25,000. Larger networks receive a proportional amount based on how much track they operate. Saskatchewan has 13 short-line railways operating on 2,123 kilometers of track.